The Capsule Demon Murders by Douglas Shannon Bungard. Directed by Andy Felt. Audio direction by Nathan Bradley.
The Altar of the All-Seeing Eye, 12:15 a.m. A massive room with brutalist concrete walls and confusing symbols as far as the eye can see. It would take a cryptologist decades to uncover all of its secrets. A lone altar sits at the center of the room. Two people are arranging something at a small foldable table.
Jody!
Yeah?
Have you seen the bracelets?
Ben, I told you already. In the back near the elastic.
Of course. Thank you.
I'm glad we got a discount on our craft supplies this year.
Right? Maybe we won't sell out of necklaces right away this year.
Don't hold your breath.
Do you not think we have enough stock?
With how big the art fair is supposed to be this year, I'd be shocked if anyone has enough stock.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh my god!
Sally!
I don't have any money, you can check my wallet!
I'm not here for money, I'm here for answers. Tell me what I need to know, and if I'd like what I hear, I'll leave you alone.
Sally, what did you do?
We caught her in a significant lie when administering medication to a high-interest person. What she claimed was metoprolol was actually a vial of cardiobasine. What do you know about that?
Why would we know about Sally's work?
That mark all of you have on your left hand. She had it obscured.
She's a doctor! Doctors can't have visible tattoos!
Don't play dumb with me! Look around! That mark on your hand has been etched into these walls for decades.
That organization hasn't been around for years. It's an urban legend at this point.
The three of us found this place when we were walking the mall and saw the tiles sticking up. We decided to make it a base of operations for our business. We even got matching tattoos, so we'd stick to it.
We didn't think anyone would use the place, but we could pack our things and leave immediately. I know we didn't get a permit.
That same icon has been plastered all over the Capsule Demon murder case. You really want me to believe you had no part in that?
Yes! It's a creepy logo from this town's past. We aren't original.
We're just a craft business. We don't want any trouble.
Craft business?
A small craft business. We thought it would make for a good spooky brand name.
How often are you guys in this room?
About once a month.
Then you wouldn't know about the statues. Don't worry about it. I see I was wrong about at least two of your identities. What about you?
I don't want to die.
Then you better start talking. I don't have all night. Why'd you switch the medication?
Cardiobasine has been proven to be nothing short of a miracle cure for people with heart diseases. Even small doses can help so much in the long run. It's still considered experimental and caught up in a stupid fucking system nobody can afford.
I see I've made a mistake. Hopefully this money can cover some of the cost of the cardiobasine you administered. I'll give you this money if we can keep this a secret, and I'll stay out of your way. Can I have one of those bracelets?
Of course, sir.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Wonderful acting, Sally.
Thank you so much. I saw my life flash before my eyes. How can I ever repay you?
Let this serve as an example to you, Lyle. We cannot afford for anyone else to be caught while administering Harper's cardiobasine. Thank the Eye, we were still able to get a read on her location before she got here. We barely had enough time to hide the 3D printed statues.
But of course, those who forsake the All-Seeing Eye must be punished. Most fortunate that he believed the art festival excuse, and even more so, that these face masks appear to be able to fool even their latest facial recognition systems.
That may be true, but our luck runs thin. It's only a matter of time until the masks of sacrifices become labeled as missing persons, with the mark of the All-Seeing Eye being wrongfully displayed all over these murders. We can only hope their case runs cold soon.
Amelia Harper's office, 9:16 a.m. A corporate office adorned with all sorts of different trinkets and decorations. Not even her own family would know all the stories behind them. Amelia's sitting at her desk, waiting for someone impatiently.
Come in.
What's up?
Monty, have a seat. You're off the case.
What?
I made the severity of this case and the ramifications of letting word get out about it very clear. We have Capsule Demon Co. breathing down our necks to solve this with as little details going public as possible, and in this short amount of time, you've managed to give me more headaches than every case this year combined.
You act like I've changed the fuck up this case. I'm acting the same as I always have.
You're not working under Fortune 100 companies every week. I can look the other way when you don't follow procedure to a T at the end of a local drug ring bust, but this behavior is a liability.
Liability?
Do you want the list?
No, I want you-
Incident 1, drinking alcohol on the way to the tournament hall. Incident 2, improper detainment of a suspect. Incident 3, stealing a suspect's personal property. Incident 4, bringing a suspect to a crime scene.
You gave me permission to take Gabriel with me.
I let you take Gabriel with you to the altar under the condition you keep them safe. You took them to Westminster, and look where they are now.
Are you really gonna put that whole ordeal on me?
It was the result of both your and Leon's oversights.
What's gonna happen to Leon? What's his list?
That's none of your business.
Yes, it fucking is.
You watch your mouth.
I might not be following protocol, but Leon is out there rushing into confrontations alone and taking doctors hostage for this case. And you want to tell me I'm the liability? What you need is to take him off this goddamn case before he gets himself or more people killed. I've never seen him act like this before.
Are you done? We need Leon on this case. The Risk Assessment Department and I weighed our options heavily.
Great. Real fucking reassuring that you sat at the head of a meeting and had people look at statistics instead of actions. We done here?
We are. Take the week off and come back ready to work. Not argue.
Whatever.
I better not find you back on this case.
You called?
Have a seat. You're going to be finishing the case alone.
What?
No ifs, ands, or buts until the case is closed. From here on out, you're the only CETA investigator on this case. Understood?
Understood.
Good.
Any more leads?
Not any strong ones. We have dissected the video frame by frame, but there's still no indication of who the killer is. The most of the footage picked up was their outstretched hand throwing that card. What about you?
I've been thinking about that riddle all night, but I haven't made much headway.
It's been on my mind, too.
Themes of the heart seem prominent in it, but none of the victims died from heart complications.
Honestly, I'm starting to question if it was a red herring or a taunt.
We have so little to go off of, I feel like I have no choice but to think on it. And with talks of curses and bodies seemingly teleporting, I just don't know what to make of everything.
I know better than anyone else just how little things are adding up with this case. But even with all the unexplainable details, I'm sure you'll find something concrete to look into. We'll figure out how they pulled it off later, but our main goal is stopping them.
Leave no wall unturned, right?
Right. Speaking of leads, did you have anything in mind that you need to investigate today?
My biggest concrete lead right now is probably going to be Gene. He's been in direct contact with this Null person. We know where he lives, and I've got more than enough information to take him in. At the very least, maybe his mom can point me in this direction.
We don't have much room for errors. Are you confident he has useful information?
Almost positive after our encounter.
All right. Go try to pick him up and bring him here for questioning.
On it.
And Leon?
Yeah?
Be safe.
Outside of Jean's apartment, 9:44 a.m. You can tell which apartment is his from the giant wreath and home sweet home welcome mat. Nobody else is decorated, making them stick out like a sore thumb. Monty is outside. He seems to be looking for something.
What are you doing here?
Oh, great. It's Cedar's favorite kiss ass.
I'm not in the mood, Monty. Just give it to me straight.
All right. They dropped me from the fucking case. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, I gathered. But why?
Hell if I...
Pardon?
You got ears. Use them when I'm talking.
Do you get off your high horse for 5 seconds and listen to me?
Oh, my high horse?
Yes. Less than 12 hours ago, you were giving me a lecture about getting snippy with you, and yet here you are.
In less than 12 hours, you rushed into a hostage situation and tried to take a hostage of your own from a hospital. After all of that, I'm the one off the case?
What am I supposed to say here? I'm not the one that dismissed you.
I want you to get off my ass and leave me the hell alone.
I'll leave you be after you answer my questions. Now, why are you snooping around outside of Jean's apartment?
Why do you want to know?
Because it's my job to ask questions. You're an investigator, too. You should know how suspicious this looks. I don't have all day to go in circles with you. Why are you here?
What? Is it a crime to look around?
Private property? This is considered loitering. But you know that's not what I'm getting at. You made a beeline for Jean's apartment as soon as you got dropped from the investigation.
I didn't make a beeline. I drove here just like you. Now get to the point.
Okay, prove to me you didn't talk to Jean.
What?
You've got ears. Use them when I'm talking.
Why should I prove that? They have security cameras.
They still haven't been fixed after the power outage from Jean's stream. I checked.
Did you forget about the burden of proof when Noel put a dent in your head? I'm not gonna prove that I didn't do so.
Then you better start answering my questions. What are you doing here?
Fine. You want proof? I'll get you your fucking proof.
What are you doing?
If you want to know so goddamn bad, you can ask him yourself.
Are you done yet?
No. Gee.
Monty Warbler, criminal record classified. Lethal bullets authorized.
You backstabbing piece of shit!
Wait!
CETA interrogation room. 10:10 a.m. Monty is unconscious and handcuffed. Leon is watching him like a hawk.
Where am I? Why are we in the interrogation room?
You should know.
And where's Jean?
Dead. His mom, too.
Fuck. Fuck, that's right!
Don't try to play dumb with me right now, Monty.
You shot me with a goddamn tasing bullet. I need a minute.
Why'd you do it?
What?
Testimonies say you were the first person to enter the floor today.
Obviously, there was someone else there. The testimonies aren't gospel.
Do you really want to talk about obvious right now? Because what looks obvious to me is you murdered Jean and his mom with one of those cars.
Go back there and check the cameras.
I already told you they were still broken after the power outage.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Do you mind telling me what these are?
Yeah, they're gloves.
These are company gloves. The same kind that were recovered from Jean's apartment.
I've got eyes, Leon. You know I never wear those. I never took mine out of the packaging. They're still in my glove box.
I know. I remembered that when I walked by your car and saw the glove box open.
Their apartment door was unlocked. Anyone could have broken and done this.
Their apartment door was unlocked because someone busted the lock with brute force.
This is the fucking setup, Leon. You know me.
Over the past 9 hours, I don't know what the fuck you were up to. I'm gonna need a lot more proof than that.
I don't know! Someone else was there. Someone who knew the cameras were down. They could have been a car guy who knew how to disable an alarm and get into the glove box. Someone could have climbed up to the window and...
I could believe your far-fetched theory. Or I could open my eyes and look at the evidence in front of me. You opened your own car to grab your own gloves to hide the fingerprints. You broke into their apartment by breaking the lock. And you murdered Jean and his mom in cold blood.
No! What can I do to prove my innocence to you?
It's not my job to save your ass. Figure it out.
Here's my phone. Run whatever checks you want. I've got nothing to hide.
Do you think I'm stupid?
What now?
It's been factory reset.
God fucking damn it!
Monty, the sentence for first-degree murder is
life. I don't give a fuck about the sentence, Leon! I've done enough fucked up shit in my life to warrant life in prison. And if I thought it'd help you catch this bastard, I'd have pled guilty the moment I woke up. But it won't. This null fucker has me set up, and there's nothing I can show to prove that I didn't do this.
Battery low. Recording saved.
I wouldn't say nothing.
What?
Looks like Jean's hat has a hidden camera in it that's been recording this whole time.
Since when?
Since a day after his livestream incident. He must have cleared it afterwards. The footage from a couple hours ago shows you walking in and examining the hallways. I'm sorry for doubting you.
Jesus Christ.
Why didn't you just answer my question?
I didn't want to fess up while you're still working under Amelia. I can't afford to lose this job.
Fess up?
To looking into the case.
She didn't give me orders to stop you.
She didn't?
No.
This case must be doing a number on her. She'd never miss a chance to keep an eye on me at a time like this.
What'd you even do to get dropped? I figured if anything, I'd be pulled from the case at this point.
That's the thing, I don't even know.
She didn't tell you?
She told me it was because I'm too much of a liability.
What? She didn't say anything about my performance when I went in. Objectively, if anyone should have been dropped, it would be me.
That's what I'm saying!
If the risk assessment department was genuinely involved in making the choice to cut one of us, there's no world in which you'd be the one cut.
Something's up with her, and I don't like whatever the fuck it is.
I agree. We've hardly seen her around during this case. Who knows what she could have been up to?
I don't buy for a second that not a single person there that day found the massive underground cult altar.
When you put it like that, this bracelet seems a lot more significant.
You pickpocketed her?
No, I bought it from the art stuff they were setting up at the altar. At first I thought it was just a connection worth taking note of.
Hey, let me see that real quick. Just as I thought.
How'd you know it opened?
She was determined to keep me from looking at it too closely a couple years back. Yeah, I figured it had to have something hidden in it.
That something being a red heart is pretty damning evidence after Jean's riddle. I have to go talk to her.
Right now?
We don't have time to waste.
Are you insane? You can't just waltz in and accuse your boss of being a suspect.
I don't have a criminal record. She can't fire at me.
If she thinks she's gonna be backed into a corner, she could easily have a pistol on her. Hell, she just confiscated yours yesterday.
Then I'll just have to make sure she doesn't get the chance to pull a weapon on me. If she thinks you're guilty, it'll buy me some time.
You dumb fuck. After everything we've been through, you're still trying to go off alone.
Monty, I have to. If you go with me, she'll know something is up.
No. Fuck that. I'm going with you.
Okay. Let's do this. Wait, I left my laptop on the table. Could you grab it real quick?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm sorry, Monty.
Leon? Leon! Open this fucking door before you get yourself killed! Leon!
The Capsule Demon Murders was produced by the Theater at Marietta College. Dialogue recording and editing by Sophie A. Wheeler. Underscore design by Dallas Lacey. Atmospheric design by River Perry. Sound effect design by Brendan Thompson. A full list of cast and crew is available in the description below. The rights to the stage play version of the Capsule Demon Murders can be found through a link in the description.